Every time we gathered in this Palm Sunday, I've been reminded of my own recollection of this whole experience when I was growing up, you know, being in a predominantly Catholic country. The Palm Sunday is a big thing. You know, majority of the faithfuls are preparing themselves a week in advance, getting the palm leaves and back. Palm leaves in the Philippines is so high like this. It's really big palm. And they have to bring that to the church or to the priest so that the priest will bless the palm leaves. And that was not the end of the story because they participate in a procession. Sometimes they even have donkeys. And I know that there are churches right now that have donkeys. I know I serve a church that we had donkey before as a kind of a way to remind them about the story of Jesus entering the Jerusalem. And then afterwards, the palm leaves will be brought home and it will be placed on the front of the door. Like this one here, placed there prominently so that others in the neighborhood can see that they are taking Palm Sunday seriously. So this morning, we're going to enter into, again, in the story that we heard many times. And this time, we're going to hear it from the Luke's version of this. And I pray that we not just only recall the story, or perhaps remember what we've been used to when we were growing up, remembering Palm Sunday. But my prayer is that this word that we're about to hear will bring us a whole new understanding about Jesus. A Jesus who is not the same as what people have expected. So that this will inspire us in our walk with God. Would you pray with me? Holy God, on this beginning of the Holy Week, indeed, this is the most important week in our Christian life as we retrace the footsteps of Jesus as he entered Jerusalem. This final week for him, it's an invitation for us to understand a different kind of Jesus. Help us as we feel our well. And may we leave this place renewed, refreshed, and transformed. For it is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen. The Lucan version of this gospel brings us as Jesus enters Jerusalem. It was such a big, big event, the Passover. The celebration of the Passover is the biggest thing that can ever happen in Jesus' time, that invokes and memorializes the divine act of the liberation of Hebrews from the Egyptian oppression. So there were lots of people coming in from all over the world to Jerusalem. According to the classic historian Josephus, it numbered around 2.5 million. For some of you who may not aware about the number of people flocking to Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday, 2.5 million from all over the known world. Jews had returned for this celebration. And there were tens of thousands of sheep ready to be slaughtered, awaiting for their ritual sacrifice. And the city could not even hold them all. So many stayed outside of the gates. So just picture that for a second. They could not be contained in Jerusalem. So some of them, most of them stayed outside of the gates. And also in villages like Bethany, where Jesus and his disciples lodged or stayed. It was not just the crowds. It was not just Jesus and the disciples that were there as well. Those who are the enemies of Jesus were there too. the antagonizers, the oppressors. Pontius Pilate was there, the Roman governor. He already entered Jerusalem. The Roman soldiers were there, willing to suppress any attempted uprising against the Roman rule that might occur. And of course, Herod Antipas was also there, undoubtedly occupying the palace of his late father, Herod the Great. So it was a great gathering and mixture of all different peoples, from those that have positions in power, to those who are followers of Christ, to those who have witnessed his ministry, his mission. Remember, this is Jesus' final week on earth. So many have heard already Jesus' stories of miracles and multiplying the bread and the fish. And they heard all the miracles when he walked on the water in the Sea of Galilee, when he released the captives from exorcism, and for encountering the woman of the Samaria. All of these people have seen and they have witnessed what he had done so far. So they converge. And the Lucan version invites us that Jesus finally goes up to Jerusalem. And this is where the text invites us to come in, to acknowledge that this is Jesus who comes and recognized as the King who comes in the name of the Lord. As we all know, this was the prophecy, a prophecy that was already mentioned in some of the Old Testament scriptures, that he is the one that was the Messiah. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Mention Jesus fulfilling the prophecy when it says, "See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So indeed, Palm Sunday was a day of celebration. And yet Palm Sunday is also a day of great misunderstanding. It was a day of great misunderstanding because of who Jesus is. They're thinking of him as the one who will bring and liberate them from the oppression of the Roman authorities. But Jesus here decided to ride not on a war horse, not on the one who is wielding a sword, but he rode on a very simple young donkey. Not quite the entrance folks were expecting from their Messiah. Nevertheless, the crowd gave him a royal welcome, and they shouted, "Hosanna, Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And all of this amidst the waving of their palm leaves, the people yearned for a king who would proclaim Israel's independence from Rome. They wanted a Messiah who would be their hero. They wanted the kind of Jesus who would fulfill their religious expectations. Well, let's pause there for a while and try to find ourselves among those crowds. Can we see ourselves there, church? We try to kind of put Jesus in our little box and try to define him for how we want him to be. Sometimes we put expectations on the Jesus that we believe, on the agenda that we have. Or maybe perhaps we tend to see a Jesus who is like a bendo machine, that when we had our requests, all we have to do is just to pray, thinking, "Oh Lord, because we prayed, we know that you will answer our prayers." Have we all been there, church? We have this kind of understanding or perception about Jesus. And if I ask 100 people here in our community, you will probably have 100 different versions of their understanding about Jesus. But what kind of Jesus entered into Jerusalem on that day? The one who was laid in a lonely manger? The one who emptied himself in humility? See, church, the Jesus who entered in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday is not the king that they expected. He was not born in a palace. He was not surrounded by those big names and those big people that have big positions. He marches into the great city with humility as a common laborer by trade, riding in a young donkey. He comes not to kill, but rather to be slaughtered. With 12 humbling companions, one of them will betray him, another one will deny him, and all of whom will be scattered when the real battles begins. This very Jesus who stood before Pilate saying, and I quote, "My kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world." See, church, we have this misunderstanding or misconception, just like the crowds that have welcomed Jesus more than 2,000 years ago. We have no idea that this very Jesus who arrived and entered into Jerusalem would become the Lamb of God, the sinless Messiah who would die for your behalf and for my behalf. The very one who will be chosen as the Lamb that will be slain. I wonder, these very people who have shouted Hosanna and waved their palm leaves there will be the same people who will shout what? Crucify him. In our awakening study this morning, one have asked, why they're changed suddenly? Why there's a big shift there? And one answered, said, it's our human nature. It's just who we are as broken people. Find yourself as a crowd and let's examine ourselves. There are times when things are doing good. We come praising God. But when things doesn't go our own way, what do, church? We turn our backs and we blame God. And we say, why you didn't hear our prayers? Why you're not here when we needed you most? We can see ourselves among the crowd, the very crowd who shouted Hosanna, and the very crowd who is going to put him to the cross. The very crowd who misunderstood his proclamation, the very crowd who missed the point of really seeing the very reason why Jesus came. So my question for us today, church, where do we see Jesus today? My prayer is that this Holy Week invites us to reclaim a different kind of Jesus. A Jesus who came to show what true love is. A Jesus who is so different, not the kind of king that we expect. Not the kind of king who never rose so high so that he would not see those who were down below. A king who will cross all boundaries of differences. A king who will break down all the walls of exclusion and separation and prejudice just to reach us out of his unconditional love for us. This very Jesus who is going to be bending down on the ground, wrapping the towel on his waist with the greatest act of humility, kneeling on the floor and washing his disciples' feet. That's the Jesus that entered in Jerusalem. That is the Jesus that is about to give up his life for his disciples and for you and for me. So church, even today, we see Jesus all around us. And my prayer is that we will encounter a different kind of Jesus this week. A Jesus who identifies himself with the lonely and with the dispossessed. A Jesus who are in the emergency room when things are getting crazy with our health. A Jesus is going to be there with us in the funeral home when we lost our loved ones. A Jesus that we can see and feel when hardship get us in the way. A Jesus who would be present with us all the way in the good times and tough times of life. See, church, if we would see Jesus today, we will have to look in places that kings seldom go. Amen? Look at the places where kings never go at all, and that's where you will find Jesus. Let us pray. We cannot help ourselves but to compare ourselves among the crowds out there who shouted Hosanna, waving their palm leaves, only to come back to shout, crucify him. We have missed seeing Jesus. We have not gotten the point of why you came and why you died and what you are about to do. Help us this week to reclaim a different kind of Jesus. A Jesus who came to show us what true love is. A different kind of Jesus who never rose so high that he could not see those who were down below. A Jesus who's willing to give up his life for everyone, not just for some, but for everyone, so that we may have the gift of eternal life. May we do so now on this Holy Week and every day of our lives. For indeed we ask, in the name of Jesus, and all the people of God said, Amen.